Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam has the lead, Peter, with 4 points. Roxanne Roberts has 3. Paul has 1.
I see.
Hey, I got 1.
There you go.
How many do you have?
Well, Paul, you are in third place. You go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Authorities in New York accused 4 men of plotting a terror attack on the fuel tanks at blank.
Kennedy Airport.
Yes, Kennedy Airport. A bipartisan compromise that would have legalized millions of blanks failed in the Senate on Thursday.
Illegal aliens.
Right, immigrants. With a win over Detroit, blank led his Cleveland Cavaliers to their first ever NBA final.
Sports, can't answer.
LeBron James. Hey, he's honest. Because he believes there is a cure for homosexuality, gay rights groups protested James Holsinger's nomination to be blank.
Surgeon General.
Right. The Midlothian Scotland Council is keeping the lights on in an unused high school in order to blank.
Attract Motel 6 tourists.
No. Protect potential vandals who could fall in the dark and sue them. California Governor Schwarzenegger apparently broke U.S. law when he blanked while in Canada. Say something, Paul.
Moved. He went crossing the border.
No. He smoked a Cuban cigar.
Oh, right.
Apple announced that it would launch the new blank on June 29th.
The iPhone.
Right. In Rosemont, Illinois, people at first thought they saw Jesus in the bark of a tree, but then they decided it's really an image of blank.
The former mayor.
Exactly right. Very good.
See, I'd like to lull the rest of the panel into a false sense of
security.
And
then you get them. Yeah, it's exactly what happened right there.
2 weeks ago, the people of Rosemont, a suburb of Chicago, noticed what looked like a face on a 50-foot sycamore tree outside the entrance to the Willow Creek Club. Of course, they first thought it was Jesus Christ, but then they realized, no, that's definitely the founding mayor of their town, Donald Stevens, who died on April 18th. Officials have put up barricades to protect the tree from onlookers. Most agree it looks like Stevens. Said a village spokesman, it's the way he used to cock his left eyebrow a lot. That's the thing that made me think it's him.
Jesus did that too.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. Paul now has the lead with 11.
Okay, Roxanne, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Iran said that it was too late to stop its blank program.
Nuclear.
Right. Stocks fell after blank said that there was little reason to lower interest rates.
Bernanke.
Right. U.S. military judges dismissed charges against 2 detainees held at blank.
Guantanamo.
Right. Scientists in Massachusetts and Japan said they had successfully used mouse skin cells to create blanks.
Embryonic stem cells.
Well, stem cells, yes.
Okay.
UFO experts meeting in London believe it's possible that aliens have been monitoring our planet via blank.
Ooh, cell phones.
Old radio shows.
Oh.
We've come to meet Fibber McGee. After 35 years, blank taped his last episode of The Price is Right.
Come on down, Bob Barker.
Right, because it cannot compete against Toyota's Prius, Honda announced it would stop making the blank version of the Accord.
The hybrid.
Right?
Yeah.
A man was arrested in Washington State after police showed up at his trailer, asked him if he was building bombs, and he said...
Yes.
He said, yes what?
Yes, not sir.
No. She said, yes, I have one in my pants pocket.
That's happy to see you.
Call Lloyd Gable a bomb maker. Call him a crackpot. Don't call him a liar. When police acting in a tip asked Gable if he was building bombs in his trailer, Gable said, yeah, officers, and directed his attention to his front pocket where, sure enough, he had a golf ball-sized explosive. Oh, that's what they all say. Police gingerly confiscated the bomb and arrested Gable. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had 6 correct answers for 12 more points, and she now has 15 points, and Roxanne has taken the lead.
How many, then, does Adam need to win?
6 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
You've done this before, Adam.
I have, but I moved this week. In fact, I moved yesterday.
Oh, so you're a little tired.
I didn't have internet.
Oh.
And the sun was in my eyes.
And
lowering that bar enough yet?
Here we go, Adam. Let's go. Is for the game. Fill in the blank. Appearing in a tracksuit instead of his usual army fatigues, blank gave his first television interview since his illness.
Tony Snow.
No, Fidel Castro.
Oh, right.
Tony Snow does not yet wear army fatigues for press conferences. We expect that sometime soon, but not yet. From his isolation ward in Colorado, Andrew Speaker testified before Congress that his blank was not a threat to anyone.
Tuberculosis.
Right. Because of President Bush's opposition, the G8 leaders did not call for specific reductions of blank in their statement on climate change.
Carbon dioxide.
Right.
Carbon
emissions. Gases. Ignoring objections from her sons, a television station in Britain aired photos of blank's fatal car crash.
Princess Diana.
Right. The D.C. judge who filed a $67 million lawsuit against a dry cleaner for losing his pants has had a change of heart and has decided to blank.
Lower to a few million less.
Exactly, to $54 million. This week, Middlesex, Jeffrey Eugenides' novel about a hermaphrodite, was announced as the next selection for club.
Oprah.
Right, with a win over Ottawa, the Anaheim Ducks became the first ever California team to take the blank.
Stanley Cup.
Right. Officials in India managed to stop leopards from sneaking into towns at night by using blanks.
Ringtones that sound like cows or something.
Exactly right. Cow ringtones. Let me tell you about that. Forest guards in India had a problem. Leopards were sneaking into human settlements looking for food, but how to lure them away without sacrificing any livestock? Two words. Ringtones. The guards programmed their phones with the ringtones of cows mooing, goats bleeding, hooked them up to speakers hidden in cages, and then called the phones repeatedly. The leopards, thinking that the cages were filled with teeny tiny herds of cattle with teeny voices, were easily trapped. The only catch was, once in the cages, the leopards started calling each other and quickly exceeded the guards' monthly minutes. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam needed 6 correct answers. He had 7 correct answers.
Wow. Whoa.
So with 18 points, Adam Felbert is this week's champion.
Well done, sir.
Thank
Amazingly
you.
Well done.
You should study less often.
I should.